When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, before we get going today, I'd really like to express my gratitude to both Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan for walking right out into that press conference yesterday and just telling us who they're going to pick. Really, really nice. Good morning to you. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Steelers. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into hockey and or baseball. I also offer daily shots of Penguins and Pirates in the same place that you found this. The NFL draft is Thursday night, and Tomlin and Khan met with us Pittsburgh media types yesterday at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. Good session, about a half hour. A lot of open discussion about things that normally don't get discussed, but not at all, or at least maybe just a tiny bit that would reveal how they're thinking about the actual selections that they'll be making, including the first rounder, 20th overall, Thursday night. Do they like the players at this position? One of them would get asked, and the answer was, sure, yeah, we definitely like the players at that position. We like the players at all positions. And it would just keep going like that. I went in there, I'm not going to lie, on a mission to find out whatever it was that I could about wide receivers. And I asked a couple of questions about receivers and got answers that went somewhere. My feel remains that this team is going to end up taking an offensive tackle in the first round. If the tackle that they have their eyes on, depending on the nature of how it is that they might fall to 20, isn't there, then they might take a center. I don't think it'll be a wide receiver, but I do think that it had better be a wide receiver or two after that. But just to give you some idea of what kind of tooth pull this was, trying to get information, this was Khan on the subject of the need at wide receiver.
It's, you know, it's no different than any of the other positions. I've said this before, really, the competition, it's important to us, and any chance there's an opportunity to upgrade a room, you know, we're gonna look into it. And but it's a good receiver group, so we're optimistic about the opportunities.
All right, then. Good stuff. He says it's a good receiver group. I don't want to be that guy, but George Pickens is your only NFL-level starter in that room currently. I say that respectfully as it relates to Calvin Austin, but you're not getting NFL starter play out of Quez Watkins or Van Jefferson. You're just not. Those are camp competition guys who, if they're fortunate, will get an opportunity to contribute on special teams. Now, Tomlin was asked about the caliber of the wide receiver class, which, as we all know, is as rich as ever, arguably richer than ever, as deep as 25 guys, like 25 plug-and-play guys at that position. And he was asked that in conjunction with whether or not Pickens could be someone who, if he gets rookies in there around him, something of a leader type. This was Tomlin's answer to that.
If you look at the kid from the Rams, was really significant this year, and I think maybe it was a fifth round pick. That's what's going on at that position. So it makes us all comfortable, not just us, but us as a collective, the National Football League. And certainly we're really comfortable with the trajectory of George Pickens in terms of what he's going to be able to provide us as a player, not only in terms of playmaking, but what his experience within the room and within this organization provides us.
Now, Tomlin's obvious reference there as the fifth rounder who came in and had an immediate impact was Puka Nacua with the Rams. Nacua with 1,500 yards between his regular season and his playoffs for Los Angeles. Just an outstanding high-impact rookie from the first snap. And repeating here, this was a fifth rounder. So you heard Tomlin boldly use words like, this makes us comfortable, this makes us confident with using this approach to address this position. That is about as much as either of them had to say on anything of draft substance in this thing. Like I said, the rest of it was fun. The conversations are fun. How do they do this? What are their priorities when they look at this or that? How much do the visits mean? All of that's in the dialogue. But this was about the coming draft. At least I got the sense that it was. And you know what? Good. Because I'm fine. Said this before. Go ahead and get your offensive lineman, whether that's an offensive tackle, whether that's a center. Go ahead and get that done in the first round. Not so much because they're the most pressing need, but because you can get this volume, this quantity and quality of wide receivers in the second, the third, the fourth rounds. And in my perfect world, while also respecting the best player available concept, which, by the way, I asked both of those guys about that still applying. And Omar's response was best player available at positions of need, which, unless I'm mistaken, was the first time I can recall somebody associated with the Steelers wording it quite like that. But I like that because that's actually what they end up doing, as opposed to pretending otherwise. You go ahead and you address the offensive line and do that right off the bat because you know there isn't depth there, then you can take care of wide receiver the other way. I'm fine with that. When we come back, J1Q. This segment of Daily Shot is brought to you by our good friends at Mike's Beer Bar. They're located on Federal Street, directly across from PNC Park. Mike has more than 500 beers on tap, including from more than 50 local breweries. Stop in and say hello. Tell Mike we sent you. Mike's Beer Bar. Today's J1Q comes from Ryan, who says, hey, DK, I just wonder, how much difference does a veteran quarterback make for the offensive line? Meaning, can a weak or inexperienced O-line be protected or not by a veteran quarterback such as Russell Wilson, who's had so much experience and success? Can Wilson get them out of a play or recognize a defense prior to the snap to help that? You know, Ryan, the relationship between the quarterback and the offensive line has suddenly flipped scripts. We've been talking now for a couple of years about the line having to adjust to Kenny Pickett, some of his shortcomings behind the line of scrimmage, in particular the now infamous roll to the left that wasn't working out well for anyone, least of all Kenny. And now we're headed back in the other direction. About a week ago on the show, I brought up this concept that going hard at youngsters for the O-line is going to set things back, even if it makes things way, way, way better for the longer-term future. For example, you're bringing in Russ, one-year contract. You're only guaranteed to have him for just that time. In fact, it's going to be kind of tough to keep him after that if he does really well because he'll be right back into his $30 million range. So you're adding into that a rookie right tackle, theoretically here, a rookie center, theoretically, a first full year starter at left tackle, but who will be playing left tackle in the NFL for the first significant span of his professional career. So what you have is two guards and three kids. Okay? You've got Isaac Seumalo, you've got James Daniels, and three children. And it really surprises me that this doesn't seem to come up more often in dialogue about this team's offense moving forward, because in addition to everything else I just said, you got a new coordinator who wants to do things a new way. And a lot of it's predicated on the line of scrimmage. A lot of it's predicated on those guys being able to not only do the stuff that you're talking about, which is to protect the quarterback, adjust to his rushing preferences, his scrambling preferences, to his spontaneity, which Russ has always been known for, but also, hey, bash some heads in on those other snaps. Knock them back 6 yards. It's a lot to ask of that group. So I would be looking at it more from that standpoint. Can Russ and Arthur Smith work together with, say, Pat Meyer, the offensive line coach, and come up with schemes that are simple enough to be processed in short order without overtasking the players on that front, while at the same time be, you know, dynamic enough that you're not predictable up there at the line? Man, what a summer this is going to be. It really is. So many questions right now. I appreciate this one. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Steelers, and we're going to do another one of these tomorrow.